Hi, it's Robin Sharma, and welcome to Daily Mastery. This is my short form podcast where I'll walk you through the insights, methodologies, and tactics that I've shared with many of the world's most successful people as their mentor, including celebrity billionaires, NBA superstars, world-class artists, and global humanitarians. I hope you find great value in today's episode. The humblest wins. We live in a fascinating world right now. You know, the model sometimes of the great leaders are people who are the loudest in the room. You know, Susan Cain has written a beautiful book, Quiet. In a world of loud people who thump their chests, she's written about the power of being an introvert. You know, I'm part extrovert. I speak to stages. Sometimes there's 10,000 people in the room. And I have a lot of people in this who follow me on the social media, but I'm also an introvert. You know, I love nature. I love solitude. And Susan Cain, in this great book I really encourage you to read called Quiet, says you can tell an introvert versus an extrovert because extroverts get energy from being around people. Introverts refill their wells and get energy by being alone. And I only mention this because humility has got a bad rap. And we live in a world where I think the majority, the 95%, are chasing the wrong things and celebrating the wrong values. And wrong isn't the right word, but humility is gold. And if you look at the true heroes, those people all suffered so much and endured such adversity, and their heart was broken so many times, their hearts opened. To sort of paraphrase the words of the great philosopher Rumi, who said, "Break your heart over and over again until it opens." And if you look at the great heroes, they were the humblest in every room. Nelson Mandela, Mother Teresa, Mahatma Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr. The people we see as the true titans and the true legends, they weren't full of ego. They weren't insecure, so they were always talking about themselves. These were people who graced the planet and walked the earth gently. These were masters of compassion. And because of that, they had the empathy to understand what people needed. These were not people who talked about themselves. These were people who shifted from me to we or to you. Here's a little exercise to play out for the rest of the week. Think about how many times you have to say I, and be very, very careful about what you need to advertise. Do you need to advertise, "Oh, I'm a marathon runner"? Do you need to advertise, "Oh, we just passed 5 million on Facebook"? Do you need to advertise, "You just wrote the greatest bestseller"? Do you need to advertise your ambitions and your ideals? Do you need to advertise when you've had a win? And if so, check out that insecurity. Hi, it's Robin Sharma. I hope you've received strong value from today's episode. I encourage you to read my latest book, The Everyday Hero Manifesto, which is helping people from right across the world live soaring lives. If you'd like to go into further learning, you can head over to robinsharma.com, where you can download my free ebook, The World Changers Manifesto. And when you do that, you'll also get full access to the Everyday Hero Training Formula, which is a complete system to help you upgrade your productivity, positivity, impact, and the quality of your life. Have an outstanding day.